mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This week is blasting past us. It's already Thursday, the 17th day of February, 2005. And I want to take a lot of your calls in this first hour because we got two guests coming up later in the second and third hour. We'll also have open phones then. But we'll go to your calls coming up in the next segment, kind of like C-SPAN's Washington Journal. Any news item, any news story, any question, any comment you've got, we're going to take your calls, and we're going to move quick through your calls, giving each caller about a minute and a half. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. This broadcast is all about liberty and freedom. It's about exposing the New World Order. It's about defending the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And the Democrat and Republican parties are like termites destroying the guts of this nation, and we've got to expose it. But one termite's got an elephant on its back. The other termite's got a donkey on its back. And because the termites have little symbols on them, you go, I like these termites. These are friendly termites. They have an elephant on them, little elephant spot on them. And, ooh, I like these termites. They have a donkey on them. They all are termites, ladies and gentlemen. We're in deep trouble. U.S. aides cite worry on al-Qaeda infiltration from Mexico. They're doing it again. They build up this anger, this concern about the open borders that is totally legitimate. Take Border Patrol agents off the northern and southern border. That's the actual numbers. And then just bring raft after raft after platter after salvo of legislation with the word immigration tagged on to it, has nothing to do with illegal immigration, everything to do with controlling the American people. And they're doing it again. I mean, now it's on a weekly basis. U.S. aides cite worry on al-Qaeda infiltration from Mexico. This out of the New York Times, new intelligence information strongly suggests that al-Qaeda, again, they say al-Qaeda, I say their true name, al-Qaeda, or the foundation of CIA-controlled Islamic terror. New information strongly suggests that al-Qaeda, so we must unlearn what we've learned. We must change the words that they've created back into their true meanings. That's how we defeat them. It's one big part of it. New intelligence information strongly suggests that al-Qaeda has considered infiltrating the United States through the Mexican border, top government officials told Congress on Wednesday. And so we'd all better carry our good little national ID cards or the al-Qaeda's will get us. But the illegal aliens don't have to have them. But they don't mention that in the article. So the average person hears this and goes, man, Bush is really doing something about it. So more details of that are coming up. Also, Bush to tap Negroponte as intel director. And I have dubbed him Lord of the Death Squads. He is a singularly wicked creature, and he fits in nicely with the gaggle of vampires surrounding Lord Bush, the Twitley. And so we will be going over that for you. Also, Australian government keeping secret database of people who criticize its policies. Schwarzenegger plan has Republicans wary. This out of the Associated Press. They just come right out and go, oh yeah, the Republican plan to put him in the White House. But it doesn't matter. They're a little wary of some of the things he wants to do. But that's okay. He's going to be our new Lord and Master. I mean, if they can make the American people take a foreigner, an Auslander, then we'll put up with anything, won't we? Jailed immigrants may go to Mexico prison. Our government may build prisons in Mexico. Oh, globalism, yes. It's all coming up after this quick break. And your calls at 1-800-259-9231, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are two of the websites.
Hey, Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, as we defend liberty and resist tyranny, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the broadcast today, and we got two big guests coming on. One in the third hour, who's exposing Mr. Negroponte to be the new National Security Advisor, National Intel Director. He's the current ambassador to Iraq, and he was the chief organizer and commander. I would call him a lord or a commissar, or you could choose the term if you liked, commodore of the death squads in Latin America. And you can go, well, they were fighting commies. Yeah, while our government was giving all the weapon systems to Russia and China and making deals with China to deindustrialize this country and giving them all the different awards through the United Nations, death squads were marching all over Latin America, pulling out whole families and machine gunning them and throwing them in pits and raping and killing people's wives and children in front of them. It's all admitted. And just absolute terror. Men in black uniforms, black ski masks. You can look at photos from the 70s and 80s. of death squads, and it's a modern SWAT team outfit. Of course, you can also look at the photos from the 60s and 70s in Russia, and they wore the same outfit. Black ski mask and black uniforms are real big in the Balkans, too. And if you look at the Bush administration, they're all lovers of torture, lovers of death, lovers of evil, lovers of abortion, lovers of open borders, lovers of gun control, lovers of just, it's pure evil. Just absolute pure evil. But meanwhile, Gonzalez seeks to reinstate obscenity case. Why? They had a press conference about it. They're going to stop people who are making porno movies in California. Now, look. The point is that here's Gonzalez, who pushes in Texas for 12-year-olds not having to tell their parents when they go have abortions. But your 12-year-old, again, has to get a permission slip to go to the zoo for a field trip or the planetarium or the movie theater. Or to the city library. But they can go have an abortion. So let's kill babies, but he has to act like he's conservative, so he'll now do this and be hailed as, man, he's a real conservative boy. Thank goodness he's there. It'll do absolutely nothing. To pornography that is developing into more and more just out-of-control decadence. Another sign of the society in serious decline. But the point is that it's not meant to stop anything. It's not going to stop anything. It's a photo op. Well, I will prosecute somebody that made porno movies. And now we're really conservative. I mean, it's just, it's theater. It's like one of the insiders of 9/11, Porter Goss, who was there with the head of Al-Qaeda on the morning of 9/11, having a delicious meal, Eggs Benedict, it was reported, with the man who wired $100,000 to the lead hijacker, Muhammad Atta, General Mahmoud Ahmed of Pakistani Intel, and involved in the cover-up of 9/11, and been a longtime CIA officer. They just told us about it a year ago. Oh, he's been lifetime CIA, and he's the new director. We like to have CIA officers in Congress. And, we've just got to give all our rights up, or Al-Qaeda's going to attack us from the southern border. But again, they put the label that, oh, southern border, open border is dangerous. It has nothing to do with that. They're not going to control that. Then they propose more legislation to take our freedoms. It's like the last two national ID card bills, one that completely passed Congress in December, the one that passed the House last week. We talked about that again yesterday. Well, now they just keep beefing it up, expanding it, but putting loopholes for the illegal aliens in it. So very, very serious. That's all going to be coming up as well with more details of that. Some good news, and then I'm going to your calls. Remember a couple days ago we had the father on who first said no at Sutter California Elementary School, Brittany Elementary School, where they wear these huge RFID tracker chips around their necks that track everything they do in the school. And he said no, and a bunch of other parents started questioning it. A few others had said no, and the company that was doing it, pushing it, has now pulled out because lawsuits were being prepared. And the father we had on the broadcast wasn't aware this was going on all over the country. But if you just type in RFID tracking children in schools, you'll get just literally dozens of reports around the country of it happening. And so you should look for that, and it may already be going on in your school district, and fight it. But this is out of the Associated Press. Company pulls out of deal to track students. The grade school that required students who wear radio frequency identification badges that can track their every move has ended the program because the company that developed the technology pulled out. I'm disappointed. That's about all I can say at this point, said Ernie Graham, the superintendent and principal of Brittany Elementary School in Sutter, California, said Tuesday night, I think I let my staff down. Nobody on this campus knows every student. The badges developed by Sutter-based technology group Incom Corps were introduced January 18th. The school board was set to talk about the controversial policy Tuesday night, but tabled the discussion after ICOM announced it was terminating the agreement. I'm not convinced it's over, parent Dawn Cantrell, who filed a complaint with the American Civil Liberties Union, told the Marysville Appeal Democrat, "I'm happy for now that kids are not being tagged, but I'm still fighting to keep it out of our school system. It has to stop here. The system was imposed without parental input, but the school, as a way of simplifying attendance taking and potentially reduced vandalism and improved safety of the students." Yeah, sure it was. "Technology scares some people. It's a fear of the unknown," parent Mary Browner told the newspaper before the meeting. "Any kind of new technology has the potential for misuse, but I feel confident the school is not going to misuse it." Yeah, I love this attitude of, "I don't trust my neighbor." Yeah, why don't you just go over to your neighbor and say, "Here, I'm hooking up a phone line splice to my house. Anytime you want to listen to me, you just listen. And here, I'm going to put cameras in my house. Anytime you want to watch me, just watch me. Or anytime you want, you know, just, I'm going to give the whole neighborhood keys to my house." You wouldn't do that. You don't trust your neighbors. And you shouldn't entirely trust them. But you should trust them more than you trust this government. where people who abuse power, who are ruthless, who lie, who are cunning, rise to the top. That's just history and facts and common sense, what the Founding Fathers warned you about. But nowadays, "Oh no, I just trust them. I just think they're so nice." When their own documents say they're going to tax and trace and control us with this RFID. When they admit they're going to enslave you with it, you sit there like a drooling idiot. And you are just morons. People like you. But see, you think you're part of the system. "Well, I'm not afraid of it. I'm not a troglodyte. I'm not an anti-technology zealot on some type of Butlerian jihad. I'm going to go along with it." Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit out of control today. Jerry in Colorado, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
Good. On Tuesday, one of your callers was a 14-year-old young man, and you were giving him some advice on how to avoid being absorbed into the beast.
Well, I just said don't take drugs and get educated and get involved in sports.
Well, that's what I disagree with, the sports part. My opinion is that sports is actually a major sickness in this country. It's actually decadence the way it's an obsession with so many Americans.
But see, decadence is taking something that's good and going too far with it. It's like gluttony. I think the watching of it, 20 hours a week, the worship of it, the tribal nature of the big events, being a spectator, I think at this level is sick. But I think it's really good for young people to get them into a lot of different swimming and track and football and baseball and softball and wrestling. I mean, I think it's wonderful.
Well, the reason I disagree is based on my high school sports experience. It conditions people to accept.
No, it's very hierarchical. I can't even talk. Hierarchical. Sometimes I can't say a word. It's all about a hierarchy type system. And worship the football players. I know that, but what I'm... go ahead and make your point, I'm sorry.
Well, it programs people to be blind, unquestioning, obedient lackeys. And it conditions people to accept groupthink. And as you've pointed out many times, if the citizens in this country use just 1% of the time, money, and energy that they spend on the national sports obsession, studying the Constitution or history, how much better off we'd be. Did you ever see Hearts and Minds, about 1970, that film making the connection between the simulated warfare of football and the unconstitutional, immoral war in Vietnam?
Well, no, but the government is now trying to compare the war to football. They do that in ads and propaganda, and they even sell, like, W bumper stickers that show, like, W on the football helmet, like it's rah-rah our team, and it's just like Rome with the gladiatorial diversions. Yes, there's a lot of, they know it's innate in us to have simulated warfare. And so they know how to manipulate that. But I don't think, we still have that in us, and I think that if you're participating in it, I'd much rather have young people out involved in sports than snorting cocaine.
Well, I'd agree there. Thank you, sir.
Hey, I appreciate the call. I have always been able to say hierarchical. And I literally was trying to mouth it while he was talking, and I can't say it. You ever get like a tongue twister on a word? And I literally cannot say for the life of me right now. But I'm going to practice it during the break. We'll see if I can say it when we get back. Stay with us, folks. More of your calls straight ahead.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why is Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Higher Archeal. My goodness. As soon as I got into the break, I could say it. I guess I get nervous. Getting nervous on the radio. That's a good feeling. I haven't felt nervous on the radio in a long time. All right, we're back live, folks, and we're taking your phone calls. Any issue you'd like to discuss? Eric in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, welcome again from Skull and Bones Country.
The Christian conservative country, yes.
That's right. I think it was Mark Twain that said, no man's life, liberty, and property are safe when the legislature's in session.
Well, that's right. He did say that, didn't he?
Yeah. You know,
sounds kind of Al-Qaeda-ish. She was probably controlled by Al-Qaeda.
Well, we may end up getting interned at, down at Gitmo for saying this, you know. You know, I think Mr. Gonzalez needs to stop worrying about California porno films and pay attention a little closer to home. What apparently started as like an inconvenient and embarrassing misadventure is morphing into a potential powder keg for this administration. This Jeff Gannon, supposedly a reporter, along with several other Hannity Limbaugh clones, was apparently hired to ask softball questions at George Bush's press conferences.
The media is spinning it. It's admitted he's paid through an organization controlled by the Bush administration. Then they gave him a fake name so he wouldn't be recognized and targeted. What the media focuses on is he going to get in trouble for giving a fake name? No, it was part of the scam.
Well, there are several laminations here, and it seems like the bloggers, and I don't know how true this is, but apparently it's the old Franklin cover-up rearing its ugly head again, because from what I'm understanding, there's a possibility of underage gay prostitutes in the White House again. Several websites.
Well, we've got the Washington Times headline on that.
Back in 89, they ran a headline, and apparently...
In fact, I don't have that in front of me, but it just says gay prostitutes, or what's that headline? I mean, I've got the news article. I just don't remember it.
I think it was VIP prostitute ring ensnares Reagan Bush, something like that.
Yeah, that's the headline. Yeah.
Okay, and it was a whole write up, and I think there were several, maybe two or three other articles in papers regarding this. But apparently, this whole hiring scandal. It goes much deeper, and I think it also ties into gay porno and prostitutes, underage gay prostitutes in the White House involving.
Well, I mean, I haven't read that about this case, but I've certainly seen that over the years in a bunch of other mainstream publications. Thanks for the call.
Okay, Alex.
I mean, I've got the New York Post headline: top gay porn star services VIPs at Bohemian Grove. And, I mean, I've got Spy Magazine articles, AP articles from the 80s, where they just bust in the male prostitutes. And, yes, the White House, during conservative administrations, it has come up with the underage, we're talking 16-year-old and younger, male prostitutes. I mean, it blows the mind that this kind of stuff is going on. But hey, they say they're Christian and conservative. I mean, why Gonzalez is going after porn right now? Yeah, but he's not going after DynCorp, caught kidnapping 200,000 women and children. They were convicted in civil court. It all came out in Yugoslavia. No, they just get more contracts. It's all window dressing, and it's so evil, just the average person can't even begin to face it. Who's up next here? Myron in South Dakota, then Carlos and Mike and others. Go ahead, Myron.
Yes, Alex, there's a new book out. I don't know if you've reviewed it or seen it. It's called The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History by Thomas E. Woods, Jr. He's a Ph.D. and is printed by Regnery, and he's a professor at American History in New York State, one of the state colleges. Have you seen that book?
No, but if it's Regnery, it's probably neocon.
Well, it's not. The New York Times had a lengthy article by Adam Cohn, a real hard-hitting diatribe against the book in the editorial page.
Well, I haven't seen it, but they do that. They'll have a limited political spectrum, and then they'll have false debates within the spectrum, and then that fools us to think that there's an alternative there. Then we contain ourselves within the limited choices. But I haven't read the book, so I have no right to comment on it. I mean, tell me about the book.
I read a review of it in the New American Magazine for this month and or this week. That is February 21st issue. And he addressed the issue of slavery. For instance, the politically correct, Civil War. He contends that it was war of Northern aggression. And he has a quote by Ulysses S. Grant. If I thought this war was to abolish slavery, I would resign my commission and offer my sword to the other side.
Well, that's what Lincoln said that, too.
I know. And then he goes on, issue after issue, so I wouldn't condemn the book. I'd read it first.
I didn't condemn the book.
I just said
normally, Regnery sends me, it's probably in my mailbox, they send me everything they publish.
Okay, it's politically incorrect.
Okay, I know. We heard about it. Thanks for the call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy and until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
It's wide open phones, my friends. Coming up in the second hour, here in about 26 minutes, we'll be talking to Cindy Sheehan. She was going to be on with us Monday, but she had a veterinary emergency with a cat, I think she said. But she'll be joining us in the next hour, mother of Army Specialist Casey Austin Sheehan, killed in action in the middle of last year, and she's the co-founder of Gold Star Families for Peace. We'll cover the related news article, Not Worth My Son's Sacrifice. And then at 1 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, we have Matthew Rothschild joining us, and you do not want to miss that interview to talk about Mr. Necropondic and to talk to Mr. Rothschild. So that should be a lot of fun as well. We're going to go to Carlos and Michael and Larry and Harvey and everybody here in just one moment. But first, syndicated talk show host Jack Blood's called in. Jack, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm great, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. A couple of quick comments. First of all, I had Thomas Woods on my program, and he did a fantastic job. probably this only the second Regnery author I've ever had that was worth anything. So you might.
Yeah, well, earlier I wasn't. I mean, earlier I said I haven't read the book. I can't really comment on it. I just most stuff that comes out of Regnery is let's put people in concentration camps.
You're right. I mean, they are. I believe you could trace them back to the CIA, Eagle Publishing, and Al Regnery, and Oliver North, and all of that. So you're right to cast a weary eye on that. But he's really great. So if you get a chance, maybe bring him on. I think he does a fantastic job on really painting an accurate picture of history. Have you had a chance?
Well, by the way, I've even interviewed. I mean, I've interviewed the publisher of Regnery on this broadcast.
Yeah, well, he's something else.
And yeah, no, I'll get that.
You're right again to be a little bit weary of them, but there are exceptions. In fact, the guy that used to carry the nuclear football for Clinton, Buzz, can't remember his last name, but he was another guy that was also really good and really painted the picture. Talking.
No, I've
about
interviewed him about
and everything else.
I've interviewed him about all the stuff he saw Clinton do. Yeah.
Yeah, so he was good. Hey, listen, have you had a chance to talk about Iran and what happened in Iran yesterday? Because there was a massive spike in a cover-up of that story. It's just getting ridiculous.
Well, there was a dam, and it got blown up, but then the Iranians came out and said, don't panic, it was a scheduled demolition.
Well, now the story has changed, actually, to the effect of a jet plane lost its engine, and that's what started the explosion. Now, initially, this was reported on Iranian state-run TV that a missile had come from an airplane, reported all around the world, and I literally watched this story.
No, I saw the report.
And spiked all throughout the day. It was something to behold, really.
Now, I saw the spin, and we know that globalist forces are in Iran openly trying to overthrow it. What, about a year ago, they had all the fires and riots there. And we know that special forces, U.S. troops, are in the country.
It looks like Japan to me back in World War II, where they're trying to provoke them into making a move. Obviously, I don't think Iran wants to do anything until they have that bomb ready to go. So,
well, it's like when the ship back in the 80s shot down the jumbo jet full of Iranians.
Well, I think it's on, Alex. In fact, last night you had to see this on Nightline. If anybody has a copy of this, I'm sure you're going to want this, Alex. They ran the entire Nightline show, a war game with smallpox hitting the world. Madeleine Albright acted as the American president. She was making the argument for the Americans that the vaccine and withholding vaccines from Muslims might be a good way to cull some of the Muslims politically, and they had to look at it as a political advantage, while the European Union actors were saying we need to vaccinate the world. It was really scary. If you didn't know that it was a war game and that it was all fake, you would have tuned into Nightline on ABC last night and thought that the proverbial, you know what, it hit the fan.
Well, let me stop you. About 4 years ago, before 9/11, they had a five-night series that started on a Friday and then ran to the next Thursday on Nightline, where at the first they would say, this is a simulation. Then they would show footage of riots after hurricanes or whatever, but wouldn't tell you it was because of a hurricane. It was real footage. They would tell you smallpox has been released, 25 million are dead, martial law has been declared. You're telling me they did it again, and Albright was talking about withholding vaccines from Muslims?
The whole new show of Nightline just to run this war game, and every once in a while they put a little disclaimer on your TV set. This is just a simulation. It's
but
not
you're telling
real.
Me, you're telling me. I mean, she's famous for saying 700,000 dead Iraqi children is a good price to pay for security in the Gulf.
Right.
You're telling me that she said last night, in the drill. By the way, she's foreign born, folks. She's Czechoslovakian. Her dad was a commissar, conservatively killed. This is mainstream, folks. 1 million people, and then ran to Serbia. They protected her. And then, of course, decades later, she bombed them with pleasure, and they were had her on TV and the pictures of her going, "We helped you. Why are you doing this to us?" But she stole their artwork, their gold, their treasure. That's been in the news, stolen artwork in her house. I mean, she's a monster. So they had a foreigner simulating as our president, and then she says, now be specific, she said in the piece that as a, we may want to withhold vaccines from the Muslims.
This was a long argument as more death tolls were coming in across the country, interwoven with a fake newscast going out through the country reporting more deaths by the CDC. Her argument, which she kept coming back to again, Alex, was this should be used as a political tool.
This is a trauma-based mind control.
Obviously, and conditioning. And I'll tell you, you take a look at, you can look at my website, jackblood.com, for just the last month and look at all of the news. It's staggering. But just yesterday, if you take that one little window apart, just the news from yesterday alone and what the media was doing in the way of it is fantastic. Something was happening yesterday, Alex. I think they kicked it up another notch.
Well, that's, I mean, they are kicking it up another notch every...
You know, you got Mike, the Microsoft founder, of course, Bill Gates, working with Norway, giving $1 billion with the plan to immunize the entire world's children by 2015. I mean, all of this really goes together, as you know.
I hear you. Jack, good to hear from you.
Thank you. Doing a good job.
You bet. Take care. Yeah, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they love the children of the world so much, they fund special vaccine goodies. And, of course, Prince Philip does that as well, and Ted Turner does. And they all give to these big vaccine funds that go around, admittedly, and forcibly inoculate whole villages and towns. They say if you want any IMF or World Bank money, you've got to accept these UN troops coming in and vaccinating you. And the parents, this has been in the BBC, will flee the villages running with their children from the vaccines because they know. They say, well, after we take the vaccines, our children get sick. Many of them die. But you've got to wonder, why is Prince Philip or Ted Turner, both of them who openly talk about getting rid of 80 to 95% of us in public speeches and books they've written, who talk about overpopulation and all this Malthusian garbage, why are they so obsessed with giving you vaccines so you don't die? We have to save the children. Oh, we need to get rid of 80 to 95% of people, but here, take a shot. I also want you all to live. We don't want you to get sick. And then we have the documents. AIDS, HIV, was engineered by the Defense Department. And we have a government trying to set the precedent to forcibly inoculate the American people. Now, I didn't see Nightline last night, but if you saw it, you're welcome to call in. Carlos in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You're out of control, buddy.
I think the whole world's out of control, but go ahead.
Alex, you were talking about the death squad in Negroponte. You know, some of these death squads were trained at Fort Benning, Georgia, here in the military base, the army base, Fort Benning, Georgia. And there were some luminaries. They trained a lot of Latin America guerrilla leaders, including Manuel Noriega was trained there, the president of Panama. Also, Roberto Guavizón, who became president of El Salvador. And, of course, all these people went on to lead the death squad in El Salvador, Honduras. They created all the terror that forced a lot of people to flee out of there and then come into the United States as the illegal aliens. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, you're absolutely right.
The cycle that's created.
Well, Necroponte, I mean, I dub him Lord of the Death Squads. He was there managing and running all of it, and tens of thousands of troops were trained in how to hook electrodes to people, how to torture them, just sheer terror, going into villages, killing whole families, and it had nothing to do with fighting communism. It was about controlling the drug production zones.
Well, exactly. Right now, from what I understand, it was the School of the Americas that is training these people at Fort Benning, Georgia. Of course, it changed its name now to something else.
Very yeah, they changed the name 2 years ago, yeah.
Right. But right now, they're training a lot of Colombians there, and you can see the problems brewing
by the
in
way,
Colombia.
By the way, they're hiring the old death squad colonels and commanders and paying them $300,000 a year, and they're sending them to Iraq because they can't get our own people en masse to torture. So they're actually sending, the last numbers I saw were hundreds of these guys to be torture masters. They're actually hiring these Latin Americans who did it before to send them over there.
Exactly. So, you know, our CIA is training all these guerrilla leaders out there, and they spread them across the world to spread terror across their countries, and of course that people start flying out of there because of the terror, and the corporations start moving into all these areas that they leave desolate, and they start taking over. Another thing here, real quick, I was looking at the history of the neoconservatives, Alex, and there's a guy named Leo Strauss, who apparently is the guru of the neoconservatives.
Yeah, professor at the Chicago University, yeah.
Right, but guess who brought him there? John D. Rockefeller, okay? So the whole neoconservative philosophy, you can probably trace it to the big banking families.
Well, look, we've interviewed people who were in the same classes with Strauss, who were in class with all of these neocon, top neocons today. And, I mean, this is admitted. This is like mainstream folks, the entire Republican hierarchy were the communist Fourth International. And they couldn't win as communists, and they actually met and said, we're going to become neoconservatives, and we believe in fascism. We believe that's the better model, and we're going to seize control by becoming conservatives and getting control of the conservative movement in America, and that's who they are. And Strauss was an admirer of Hitler. Even though he was Jewish, he said, I don't admire Hitler going after Jews, but I admire his model. And so there, it's a fusion of radical communism and Hitlerism. And look at it today, Homeland Security, the black uniforms, the secret arrest. They're recreating it. They love it.
Well, of course, and the Rockefellers had a lot to do with it. They were the owners of a...
Just like they funded Hitler. It's the same story over and over again.
Yeah, Standard Oil, which merged with IG Farben over in Germany, which was creating the petrochemicals that were being used to gas all the Jews in all these concentration camps.
Well, IG Farben certainly was involved in all of it, and so was Brown Brother Harriman. Good to hear from you. Yep, that's true. I mean, our government, our bombers couldn't bomb the Ford and GM plants building the tanks and trucks. It's admitted. And IBM had their technicians there at all the camps, and they would decide to keep somebody alive or not. They had a tabulating machine. That's what the tattoos were for. They would take calipers and measure your fat and your height and your age and enter it in the computer, and the computer would say whether to kill you or not, you know, how long to work you, what to do with you. And that's IBM's behind the ID cards and the RFID and all these systems today, of course. It's not very nice, folks. But Mike in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Morning, Alex.
Hello.
I want to ask you, you know, considering FDR's dictum of nothing happens in politics without a reason. What happened in this election in Iraq? It looks like, or what's being advertised, is that you've got a Shiite a regime now, or certainly Shiite-friendly. Why would they have allowed that to happen, or do you even accept that friendly?
Well, you know that the Constitution they have allows, if, what is it, if 10% of the votes of the council members are against it, that's a veto power.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the numbers a couple weeks ago. I'm trying to pull them up here. And I think the Sunnis will have about 20% votes.
Nice.
And so basically it's a stalemate. And, of course, the Shiites say keep the military here. And then in a few cases, as I predicted, they put a few wild cards in. Ooh, look, somebody who's against this one, you know, and they're over some little town or city. And really, it's all just staged. They've created a balkanized system like the Romans would do that they control.
Okay, so you just view it as completely ineffectual and...
Well, I mean, I don't even believe the election results. You know, secret polling places wouldn't let people know who the candidates were. I mean, I don't believe any of it. I mean, we have election fraud here, and there's a lot of evidence that there was, of course, total fraud over there. But regardless, what they've set up is a system where there really is no government. I mean, everything is just parody and gridlock. And so, you know, the real authority is the tanks and helicopters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I was just curious what your assessment.
Well, I mean, what's your analysis of it?
Well, I honestly don't know. I haven't heard any reliable accounts of you know, from any Iraqis that I, you know, have any faith in what really happened over there.
Well, what they did is, this is admitted, they busted out record amounts of aid. They had just piled up on huge, you know, pallets and warehouses. And when you came to vote, you then were given a little slip and you could go and get extra rations. So just showing up to vote, you got food. And no oversight how the votes were taken. And, I mean, it's a fraud.
It's a little like the Democrats handing out cigarettes in Chicago or wherever that was. Last presidential election kind
sure,
of
I mean,
skews the population that votes.
Sure, and a lot of people there, a lot of polling places were closed, were supposed to be open. What, a third of the country, or more than a third, didn't have voting on election day, remember?
Yeah.
So large sectors, because they couldn't have the Sunnis, you know, getting 30-40%, so they had to shut down a lot of the Sunni areas for no voting.
Yeah, but, what I worry about is them leaving a you know, a very pro-Iranian government there, and then you know, creating the pretext to go back in and utterly destroy the whole region.
Well, I think a lot of the experts we've talked to are saying that they're just going to start a war with Iran and then it's going to blow up from there.
Yeah.
They want World War III. I mean, they're really setting this up.
Yeah, I remember H.G. Wells predicted that we would have World War III and be at Basra. I think he made that prediction back in about 1933. So they're a little bit behind their own timetable, but it is unfolding before our eyes.
You know, it's amazing the things that H.G. Wells predicted. You know, he was an insider. He didn't just write War of the Worlds, folks. He wrote nonfiction books. He was kind of a futurist there in the Royal Institute of International Affairs Court, the heart of what we call the CFR today in America, but the British counterpart of the Royal Institute, that, by the way, a couple months ago changed its name. They keep doing that. A lot of that's happening now to confuse people, throw folks off. He wrote the book New World Order in the late 30s.
Yeah, he wrote a number of books that were, I guess we'd view them as prophetic, but like you say, he was a strongly committed Fabian socialist, and he knew what their plans were.
Well, and he said there's going to be a lot of valiant, you know, nice, moral people we're going to have to kill to get our new world order.
Yeah, and that was echoed again by who's the historian in the Wall Street Journal back in the early 90s.
Yeah, well, I mean, they all say it. They all talk about how they're going to kill us because they're nice people.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Fred and Carol, many others that are holding, and then, of course, our guests that are coming up in the next hour. Folks, I've made powerful videos. I mean, this isn't hype. It's no bragging if it's true. No brag, just fact, as John Wayne would say. These videos are shocking. They're professionally produced. They're documented. They wake people up. These are tools you can use to wake your friends, your neighbors, your family, your community, opinion makers in your area. They're great tools. 9/11, the road to tyranny, the masters of terror, police state 3, total enslavement, matrix of evil, American dictators, and I carry George Humphrey's 9/11 film, 9/11, the great illusion, Eric Hupschman's 9/11 video, which is just amazing, 9/11, painful deceptions. I carry a bunch of books and books on tape and other videos. There's so much we offer. Jews of Preservation Farms, Ownership's great video that comes with 3 free color booklets about the history of gun control in an easy-to-understand format when you buy that video. Innocence Betrayed, that everybody needs to see. It is so important that we all be educators. Plus, they're very interesting films for you to watch and to become more informed, to know what we're facing. So please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order any of my videos or books or T-shirts off the secure, safe online shopping cart, or simply call toll-free. They can answer your questions and tell you about different specials when you call 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, and I'm at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And your purchase does make this broadcast and the websites and all of it possible. And last but not least, there's PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, dozens of other films, dozens of weekly TV reports, hundreds of audio interviews, special reports. It's just ridiculous. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out. You've heard the rave reviews from listeners. Let's talk to, I guess Larry in Indiana. Larry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, just a quick question. I don't know if you ever researched a German-owned company called Siemens.
Oh, very, very serious.
How involved they are in our national security systems, especially at most of our major airports.
Well, I knew that. I was told by a government official, and I confirmed it, back in 1998. I had driven around the country to document the UN putting up its signs and saying it owned our parks. And when I showed up at a park, I was threatened with arrest by park officials. Why are you asking about the UN signs? I mean, it's on video. It's in my first film, America's Sword by Design.
Mm-hmm.
Then later I got contacted and said Siemens was tracking you. They're part of the NSA the entire trip. And it turned out to be true.
Yeah, they're involved in our military communications also.
They're serious.
Just
what is it, like 70% of our military infrastructure now has been outsourced to Europe?
It's kind of scary to realize that a German company could come in and do that. They wanted to buy the nuclear division from Westinghouse, but fortunately the government wouldn't allow that.
I remember that. Sounds like you work inside this stuff.
No longer. I used to. No longer do.
But did you know that Siemens is also sneaking around watching people?
Well, that's what I'm kind of concerned with. I used to work for them.
They're involved in a lot of stuff. See, the government uses private corporations to do their bidding. Anything else, sir, you want to add?
No, that's it. That's it, Al.
All right. Good to hear from you. Yeah, no, I mean, that was kind of a wake-up call for me. You know, Siemens is watching. They don't like what you're doing with the UN. We'll be right back, folks.